Travis, come on up. Guys, this is Travis Evans. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good. God is good,
isn't he? Yeah, he is. He's good.
All right, so what do you think? We could be in a band, right? So when I first met Travis, can grab a seat. When I first met with him this last week, we sat down to have coffee, and he asked, after I talked to him about doing this conversations with me, he asked me, what are we supposed to wear? And I just looked at him and, you know, it's what I wear, jeans and a black t-shirt. And he goes, man, that's good. That's what I wear every day. And I knew at that point, like for sure, we were bound in this way. So man, the theme today, right? My goodness. Okay, so last week, 2 weeks ago, I texted Travis. I didn't have his number. And I was thinking about this. I got his number for Gretchen. I was in service, and the Lord just said, I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I knew what I was going to talk about. I didn't know who I was going to visit with. And I'm like, man, who do you want me to talk to, Lord? And I didn't ask that question in the moment, but I was dwelling with it for a couple weeks. And so we're right in the middle of praise and worship, and he just says, Travis Evans. Well, I knew who Travis was, and I had been in the room with him two or three times, but I hadn't had any long conversations with him. And so I thought, well, okay, yes, Lord. So I texted Gretchen, and I was like, hey, what's Travis's number? Because she has everyone's number. She's like the 411, literally, used to be, for those who know. So she gave me his number, and I texted him right then in service, like you were in church, too, right?
I was in service, too, yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, this is Jeremy. You want to get together for coffee?
And I said yes.
He did. He did say yes.
I don't know what that is, but yes.
So anyway, we got together, and you know, I was just looking at this process and what God's been saying this morning, yeah, the testimony about Todd White. You know, I think that's the thing for me. And what I want to talk about today is like what it looks like to lay our life down. Just like what in John 10:17, where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, I believe, and he's telling them, like, talking about being the good shepherd. And he talks about, at the end, 10:17, he says, my Father loves me because I lay my life down for the sheep. And so I want to talk a little bit today about what it looks like. And that's the thing when I see you, Travis, man, I see a guy who has done that, who I see in even just a limited time, because, of course, we run in the same circles. And, man, I see the impact. And I see the impact in your life. I see the impact in others. And the thing I love about it is you're not on staff at a church.
Right.
Right?
That's correct.
You go to Hurrah Church, right?
Hurrah.
Hurrah Church.
Hurrah.
Right? That's going to be a thing. I just know it now. But he's not on staff. He's a small business owner, does life with other men and walks with them and shows them Jesus. And I think that's the thing that I want to talk about today. So before we get too deep into that part of it, I want to know about your qualifications, because again, and I think about if we knew Matthew as more than just a tax collector, because I think we put them on a pedestal, right? We look at the apostles who were his disciples. And we go, okay, these were great men of God, but they didn't start off that way. It wasn't until they were filled with the Holy Spirit that began to actually move in power. And so, but I think we put them on these pedestals, and we're like, well, we can't get to that point. We're not capable, apparently. And that's hogwash, right?
Yeah.
Everybody can say yes to that. It's hogwash, right?
It is. If you don't believe it, know it. It is.
That's right. It is. Because why?
That's the lie.
Christ lives inside of us, right?
That's right.
So we have all of him in us.
That's correct.
And so it's a matter of letting him come out. So I saw Travis, man. I'm like, dude, this guy is a modern-day disciple. He's what I see Matthew and James and John and all those guys, what I read about them doing, I watch him do every day. And it's not because he went to seminary. It's not because he's in ministry as a staff person. It's because of who lives inside of him. So let's talk about where you started, who you were growing up and all that.
So I was born in Oklahoma City, raised here in Choctaw, actually just about half a mile from here on Southeast 10th Street. Went to Choctaw schools. Gave my life to the Lord at like 14 at a youth event, and didn't spend any time. And I think I went across the street, I said earlier, I think I went across the street to this church once or twice with a friend, but like never grew up in church. Gave my life to Jesus as Savior, and then ran from him for quite a long time. And went through school, have an engineering degree, have a master's degree in business, have no formal training in the gospel at all, and then showed up at Herod Church, the only body I've ever really been a part of, in 2011, and started to find Jesus there, like really who Jesus was. And had a first spine surgery at 25. I had three from 2012 to 2016. It's funny, Gretchen says something about healing in August of 16. I quit shaving in August of 16, the last spine surgery I had. Mm-hmm. And the Lord started doing a work in me, a different work. When Chris Moik showed up at Herod Church in January of 17, I was on the board of trustees there. I was still entrenched in addiction of opiates. He asked me in a discipling relationship. March 4th of 2017, I took my last opiate, and the Lord took that from me, right? Mm-hmm. It happened when I moved from Jesus as Savior to Jesus as Lord. Yes. Like, it's stepping in that obedience is where he started moving me and really growing me and breaking me free of those things, and where I started finding freedom. Like, I wanted, in between the services, like the Lord put on me, in about April or May of 2017, like the Lord showed me a glimpse of what he wanted me to do. We call it a Kairos moment, like a moment where the kingdom of heaven breaks through, right? Well, he showed me, it was like this is like addiction knows no bounds, right? Like we all know, like it hits, doesn't matter what much money you make, what color you are, where you grew up, like it knows no bounds. And he showed me like this, you are that, right? It can hit anybody, and so he wanted me to show people that like you can break free of that. But like just a minute ago, he showed me that like I'm also a minister of the gospel, and like you can be that too. Like if I have any hope to offer you right now, it's like that like you've been called to this just as I've been called. Like we are all called to be priests. Holy priests, right, ministers of gospel, like to impart life on people. And like, this isn't Travis doing that. Like, that's the Spirit in me, right? Like, when I died to my flesh and I started living in the Spirit, like, he gives us the tools. Like, he provides the places for you to do these things. And so, like, it was, I had a moment, like, I had a Kairos moment just a minute ago where the Lord's like, this is, like, I want people to know that, like, you don't have to have went to seminary school. Like, you don't have to be paid on staff somewhere. In fact, like we're all called to do this, not on Sundays, but like every day everywhere we walk. Like, as you walk through, like every one of you has the Spirit in you. If you've given your life to Christ, like you have the Spirit in you, like you have the power in you to put your hands on someone, to pray over them, and to help them gain freedom. Yeah. Like, that's the truth.
Man. You guys ready then? Like, seriously. You know, I think the thing is, man, I get up here and talk a lot about these things, and I think what was so powerful and impactful about having you come, Travis, is just that I think where there's a disconnect. I mean, no matter what, when you guys hear me talk about any of these things, you can, in the back of your mind, you're always able to qualify, it's my job. But I'm just going to tell you this with absolute certainty that the life that I'm living has nothing to do with my job. What I do here at the church, Monday through Friday, is really not about any of these things. It's just taking care of the house, right? Some of those things have to be done. But giving my life to others and having, you know, like with Travis, giving your life to others, that's what it really is all about. And all of us are called to that, like you're saying, man. There's no distinction. It's just a matter of him living inside of us. And I think sometimes we feel unequipped, right?
Right.
And so even at that, like, we've been learning some great techniques, tools, strategies, whatever, to speak in the lives of others. But it really comes down to giving our lives on the front end. And I want you to talk a little bit about the process that you've gone through. I know with you walking with other men and giving them your life, I want you to talk a little bit about, like, what does that look like on a daily basis? And the reason I want you guys, what I want you to hear in what he says here, and I don't know what it's going to be yet, but what I want you to hear, though, is not so much the method or the specifics, but the heart behind it all.
So it all starts from spending time with the Lord, right? Like John 15, remain in me and I will remain in you, right? So, like, it all starts with him. Like, I sit with the Lord every morning, right? But But he gives me, like, he gives me everything I need, like our daily provision. Like, he gives me everything I need to do this. To like, is it difficult? Yes. But like, is he there? Yes. Like, does it take time? Yes. But does he provide the time for it? Yes. Like, if you're intentional about what you do with your life, like, all of a sudden things started to look different. Like, where you spend your time looks different because what you care about looks different. Like, when you start seeing people break free and like, and hear the voice of the Lord and like find freedom in that and hear and obey and start walking that out. Like, when you start doing that, like, you start figuring out, like, man, I got these spiritual gifts the Lord's given me. But like, if like faith without deeds is dead, like if I'm sitting on these spiritual gifts and all this faith and I'm like, I'm not doing anything with them. Like, you, I don't think you know, like, what the Lord's doing. Like, when you use those spiritual gifts you've been given and you walk in your divine purpose, which, like, we all know, like, we were called to make disciples, like Matthew 28, like, that's what we were called to do. And so, like, when you start walking in that, your divine purpose and using your spiritual gifts, like the Lord will blow your mind. Like, he will blow your mind, and he will give you everything you need. Like, he will give you all the provision, and you will find freedom and peace and joy like you've never found. Like, I, like, that's the, like, that's what drives it for me, man. And is it tough? Yeah. Like, my wife and I are talking, this week's been tough. Like, the Lord orchestrates things. Like, you can call it the enemy attacking or whatever, but like, the Lord orchestrates tough situations so that people bend under the weight of the gospel. And in that, like, it's tough and it, like, it's gut wrenching and like you feel pain and agony. But like, in those moments of suffering is where like Jesus meets us in all of his peace and love, right? And all of his grace and mercy. And so, man, we just walked that out. Like, on Tuesday nights, my wife helps me. Like, we blocked out a time. Like, men come over to my house. We spend time with them on Tuesday nights. But it's not just a one night a week thing. It's making yourself available to them. Like, it's making yourself available to the Lord first, right? And then making yourself available to some others to like help them walk through what's it look like to like sit with the Lord, to like hear what he wants me to do, and how do I come up with a plan of action to walk that out.
Mm-hmm. So like, there's a lot of people that I think, not everybody, but a lot of people who will grasp at this, they have the heart to do this,
right.
But they also want the strategy. And so sometimes, it's like, well, where do I sign up for this class, or where do I, like, how do I get into this, and how do I get people to come in and get involved? And I think one of the things that is really awesome about what I've seen you do in your life is the way the Lord lays people on your heart.
Yeah.
And I want you to talk about that. Like, what kind of folks did he lay on your heart, and how did that look in the process of putting this together?
It looked like, Lord, are you crazy or am I crazy? Like, so it's so like I didn't pick the guys that I walk with. Like, the Lord picked them for me. And I know that like might sound kind of silly or cliche, but like the reality is that like I ask all the time, and like he's been clear to me. Like, I'm like, I want to impart life into this person. Like, this is the person I want to see grow. And the Lord's like, you don't pick, right? He's like, I pick. I'm Lord. I pick. And so, like, the Lord put, like, he put some people in front of me, and I'm like, man, are you sure these are the guys? Like, they're really messed up. And he's like, you're really messed up. And he's like, this is, like, these are the people that, like, that you were, like, I told you earlier, it's like Genesis 50:20, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. And so, like, the things that, like that the enemy wanted to use to kill me, like the Lord is using for me to walk people out of those same chains. And so, like these are the guys he's put around me. I've got 5 men that walk with me. 3 of them been in the penitentiary. Most of them have dealt with addiction of different sorts. 3 of them were actually in the process of substance abuse and addiction when we walked, like when they started walking with me. And so, if I can say anything to that, it's like, like, you don't have to drop, or you don't have to do something or clean something up to come to Jesus. Mm. Like, come to him first and, like, let him do that heavy lifting. So, like, that's the guys the Lord put with me. And now I'm getting to watch those guys, like, break free of that stuff and, like, really find Jesus as Lord and the peace. Like, it's Deuteronomy 4, right? Like, hear and obey and shalom. Shema, shalom. And so, like, in that peace, like, it's something like you've never experienced, and like, you start chasing that. Like I believe we're all born with this gap, this hole in us that like only Jesus can fill. And some of us, like me, like we go running for everything else we can get our hands on, maybe tenfold, to stuff into that, and none of that fills that void, and so you just get more and more lost. But like, what I know is that like Jesus is made to fill that void. He's made perfectly for it. So
man, it's awesome. Man, so trusting in
Him.
I don't know
if I answered your question at all. Really.
I just said a bunch of good things. So wow. And my mind was racing because there's like so many pathways here. So I'm thinking of like, okay, first of all, I'm thinking of a complete surrender to let God be God in you.
Yes.
To let Christ come out. Like I'm seeing that. And I think that's something that we can struggle with. You know, mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit here at the church about the fivefold ministry gifts. I've talked about it up here. And, you know, I think the thing is, so you guys know what I'm talking about when I say that, like apostle, prophet, evangelist, shepherd, teacher. Yes. Just nod. Anybody?
Ephesians 4.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, there's spiritual gifts tests you can take. And if I take those tests, I land like a strong apostle, prophet, but my shepherd teacher is really low. Yeah. And my evangelist is like really low. But what I find is interesting is that in my weakness, He's made strong, right? Mm. So I'm weak at those areas, but He's glorified in those areas. So like I spend the majority of my week shepherding and teaching as my real low thing, right? But it's because it's Him. So I love that. I love the trusting Him to do that. And I think that's a step when we're talking about walking with somebody and sowing into their lives. And even whether we're talking about a small group of men or women, or if we're talking about one person that God lays in your heart to go have lunch with and like purposely, intentionally spend time with, it's the same thing. We can get uncomfortable because it may be out of our gift set. Mm. So I think that's one thing. But I think the other thing is, you know, Grace Church, this year's 20 years since it was established in this month. And in processing that, like, Steve, man, for what, 15 years? 10 or 15 years, like, every message was about the love of Jesus. And I knew that, but I didn't go to this church at the time. So, like, I knew that, and I thought that was great. You know, I just left it at that. And I knew Steve real well, but when I first came over here, one of my good friends, he's the best man at my wedding, and Juanita's son, actually, Dave, he asked me when I first came over here, it was like 6 years ago, he said, so does Steve still talk about love all the time? And I remember thinking, like, yeah, he does, but it's not just, he didn't start off every, today we're going to talk about love. You know, obviously you guys know he doesn't do that, but that's at the core of it, right? And so as we're talking, I'm thinking about no greater love does a man have that he lay his life down for his brother, right?
Right.
And that's what we see in John 10:17.
That's right.
Laying his life down. So laying your life down, giving your life to somebody else in love, or are joined at the hip.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing when I hear you talk is when you ask the Lord, hey, who do you want me to speak into? Man, without love, like you're laying your life down for them is love. And so without that willingness to sacrifice, there is no love.
Right.
And I think that's, man, that's just, that's huge in this whole prospect.
When you're talking about this, I look over at my wife and she's giggling a little bit because she knows like I was, my background is I was an aerospace engineer. And so like I'm a lab rat. Like I don't want to work on people. Like I want to work on hard airplane parts or like something in a lab. Like I don't want to deal with feelings and all that stuff. And so like the scripture is true, like he took this heart of stone and he gave me a heart of flesh. Like I didn't know how to love. Like I didn't know. And so my gift set like is a evangelist and apostle. Like my shepherd was super duper low, and now people that meet me say, "Man, he must have a really high shepherd in him."
Right.
Like that's the Lord. It's not me. Like
right.
My Travis is like I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be around you. Like I don't want to hear your junk. But like the Jesus in me, it says like I want to love you, and so like if you think that you don't have what it takes, you're right.
Yeah.
But He does, right? I mean that's the truth, and so I think it was funny. She's over there giggling because like you guys that don't know me, like you don't know how far He's taken me to be able to do this. Like when we were talking about John 10:17, and so like when when you look up my life and you check it out in the Greek, it's or Hebrew, I can't remember which, it's Greek, is psyche or the soul or your distinct identity. So like I laid down who Travis was, like the engineer or the guy, like or the addict, all of those things. Like I laid down all of that identity and I picked up Christ as my identity. And like that's where he met me, and that's where the freedom comes, you know, is like dropping your self identity and like putting on Christ, man. Down to self.
Well, that's really the theme, right? So we again, you know, I kind of talked about how we held the disciples in high regard. I like to always use Moses because, you know, he went to the mountain, right?
Right.
So Moses was no more qualified than anybody else. Like the qualification that I see throughout all of Scripture really comes down to one thing, and that's it's obedience to him.
So,
right? It's just yielding. So we have these gifts and stuff, but I think we look at those and we start to rely on them, but we also identify with them, right? So that's our identity, is who we are. And the problem with that is it is incredibly limiting, even when it's good stuff, right?
For sure.
You know, your degrees and your background, man, that's a good thing,
right?
Especially by the world standards. We're like, oh, yeah, that's great. Do you have anything to do with that today?
No.
Not a thing, right? No. And it's not, it's you know, I'm not going to speak for you on that, but I mean, like, it's because it's not the point, right? I mean, we start to realize at some point when we come to the understanding that Christ living inside of us means that we have his heart too, and we just yield to that, we start looking at everybody different. Everybody.
That's right.
And looking for those opportunities. We're almost out of time. Man, these things go so fast.
Don't they?
Yeah. So what I want you to do in this last little bit as the band comes, I want you to tell me again about some of the impact in laying your life down. So you were talking about the guy in your group.
Right.
I want you to tell that story.
Okay. So I got a guy that I walk with that like I said, three of the guys that I walk with were like still entrenched in substance abuse addiction when they came into my group and we started meeting and so like I got a guy that I walk with that is a brother to me now, you know. And so he was really struggling, and on a Tuesday night he texted me, he's like, I'm not coming tonight. And like I was like, what do you mean you're not coming? And he's like I've been drinking. I'm not coming tonight. And I was like, I didn't want to mess with it, right? But like the Lord's like, go get him. And so I'm like, I'm coming to get you. And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, I'm coming to get you. Like you need to be here tonight. And so like I went and picked him up, and we were late to get back to the house. Like the other guys were already there, right? And so like he'd been drinking a bunch, right? He wasn't feeling good. And like in that whole night was like rough. Like it wasn't. The wind wasn't right there, you know, like it was rough and it was grueling, but we grind through that. And the next morning the Lord met him and broke him free of all that. And like, he's walking in freedom now. He's here today. Like, and he's walking in freedom now. And like when the Lord says, come and see, come and follow, come and die. Like, then he goes like, I no longer call you servants, but friends. Like that guy, like this guy, Justin, is a friend now. Like he's a minister of the gospel. Like we walk side by side and like we do heavy things together. Like to watch that play out has done something to me. Like that is my joy now. Like I don't want to do anything else in life but see that play out over and over again. So like I want that for y'all. I want y'all to see what it looks like to impart life on somebody. Like to be Jesus with skin on. Like that's the win.
Amen. Man, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, man. Guys, man, here's what's so awesome about this. Man, this is kingdom. Okay, so Travis and I, like, again, you know, I told you we run the same circles, but, man, we're brothers. Like, there's nothing between us because of the Spirit of the Lord that's inside of us, right? So we're all kings and queens, princes and princesses. I'm not a princess, but you know what I'm saying. But what are those things have in common, man? They're all family, right? They're all family. And so whether you go to Hurrah Church, Grace Church, the road over there, it doesn't, like the building, just like Wyatt talked about at the concert, man, what truth is there? What truth? And so we get all caught up sometimes in like where we're going and the programs and plans. And I'm going to go to this church because they have a great this. I'm going to go over here because they have a great that. Man, we need to connect with Him first and be obedient to Him, and then just let everything else work itself out.
Amen.
And that's what I saw today, because like for me, going into this, we sat down and had our first conversation Monday last week.
7 days.
7 days. We had our second conversation about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And our third one just now.
Yeah.
But God is God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You guys stand up. Travis, I want you to pray into this for me, all right? I want you to pray into the confidence and trusting the Lord inside of each one of us.
Like Jesus, like we know you're with us. Like we feel your spirit here with us, Jesus. And so like, and I'm just asking you, like let these people know who you've called them to be. Like let them know that you called them before the womb. They are holy and blameless, Jesus. Like that you've called them to be the royal priesthood, Lord. Like you've called the church to be restored to the hope of nations. Like to move the kingdom, Jesus. Like so let these people own that. Like these are your people, Jesus. Like you've called us all together as one body. And like it's all to be co-heirs to the kingdom with you. So like let them walk in that. Like let them walk in that authority. Like the power that comes from the Spirit, Lord, not in their flesh, but like from you and you living inside of them, Lord. Like let them make you Lord over the next moment. Like show them one step, Lord. Like one step to say yes to, so that they can keep walking in that freedom and continue to say yes to you and make you true Lord of their life. So like we love you, Jesus. We praise you. I'm grateful for these people, for your flock. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Guys, thank you so much. Listen, if you have a need, don't leave here with a need. We're down here. We'll be down front to pray with you. Other people, not just us, Gretchen, different ones. Other than that, go be Jesus to somebody. Jesus with arms on. Love you guys. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Grace Church, advancing God's kingdom, one heart at a time. For more, visit us online at gracechurch.community.